Well, you may have heard of a new informational feature called Safety Tip Tuesday that has been airing on Tuesdays this week in 97.9 The Hill here. And every Tuesday, we're going to be hearing important safety tips from local first responders or representatives from family safety organizations. Safety Tip Tuesday has been made possible by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, along with support from Pam Herndon State Farm. And joining me in the studio today to talk about this is Lindsay Bailey, who works with both Safe Kids of Orange County and Safe Kids of Chatham County. Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today about Safety Tip Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for, you know, helping us get Safety Tip Tuesday going. It's something we're really excited about.
Absolutely. We're very excited, too. So before we jump into what Safety Tip Tuesday is, for those who have not heard the segment yet, tell me a little bit more about your work and your role with Safe Kids. It started by being related and working with the university, right?
So I work for UNC Health. I am the Injury Prevention Coordinator for the UNC Trauma Center. So my role is actually to promote safety outside of the hospital. Part of our mission with the UNC Trauma Center is to not only, you know, provide great care to patients, but also we want to actually keep people outside of the hospital as a level one, both pediatric and adult trauma centers. So I, you know, partner with several amazing community agencies. We couldn't do this work without them, to try and prevent both adults and children from being injured and having to come to the hospital. And a large part of my role is coordinating the Orange County and the Chatham County Safe Kids Coalitions, which is part of a larger network of coalitions across the state of North Carolina and then also across the country under Safe Kids Worldwide. And part, you know, the mission from that parent, you know, Safe Kids Worldwide, is to, all the way down to these local levels, is to promote childhood injury prevention. And so what we do is we try to get together as many local agencies as possible that share the same mission and vision, and try to serve. And they, you know, we all serve our community a little bit differently under this umbrella of prevention of injury.
Absolutely. And so what are some of the ways that you guys typically do that? I imagine right now with the pandemic, it's a little bit different, but I imagine that there are a bunch of different types of outreach that you can do to try and talk with kids in the various communities where Safe Kids has different chapters and coalitions, as you were describing.
Absolutely. So yes, with COVID, it's been a challenge, because a lot of our work prior to about exactly a year ago was focused on doing more in person. You know, we typically have like a Safe Kids Day event in the spring where we'll try to educate on summer safety concepts and, you know, different topics throughout the year. Typically, like in October, when it's National Fire Prevention Week, we'll have our local fire departments that we partner with will go into actually the schools and provide, you know, fire safety education for kids.
I remember getting that.
I remember getting it too. So that is still a thing, and hopefully will be a thing, you know, as when these numbers go down and life returns to whatever normal we can expect in the future. You know, we plan to be right back out there. But in the meantime, we do have been doing a lot more in the past year. We've done virtual education safety with different organizations we're parents that are part of. So we work with Head Start, the UNC Horizon Center. We've worked with, the Department of Social Services and other places where there's parent groups to do virtual education, and also have done some online campaigns. We're doing this, which is a little bit easier to reach people over the radio than in person right now. And also, our topic areas that we really focus on, though, are home safety, child passenger safety, and then sports and play, which like bike safety and helmet safety fall under. One of the things that we're still doing, and that's a huge part of Safe Kids worldwide and here locally, is child passenger safety. And if you're a parent, you may have taken your child to the fire station before to have their car seat checked to make sure, you know, or make sure it's installed properly, which is a huge, huge issue. Is a lot of times people get the car seat but don't know how to install it, which can, not protect them like it should. So we're still providing that service by appointment. We can still do car seat checks by appointment, and I use social distancing practices, as do some of our partners. Or we also have virtual remote consultations as well if people are still not wanting to do anything in person. So we're still here, and we also provide bike helmets and different safety equipment through our direct service agencies.
We're speaking with Lindsay Bailey of Safe Kids of Orange County and Safe Kids of Chatham County, and they are with Pam Herndon State Farm bringing us a new segment you're going to hear all throughout Tuesdays called Safety Tip Tuesday, which have different pieces of advice along the lines of what you just mentioned, Lindsay, that folks can keep in mind. It makes a little bit of sense that you guys would want to collaborate with somebody like Pam Herndon State Farm, since she, as we know, as she's a regular advertiser with us, is very invested in keeping families in our community safe. But there are other organizations that are coming together to help with the safety tips that we're going to be hearing air right here on 97.9 The Hill. Who are some of the other people that we're going to hear from throughout this series?
So we have, you know, we're so thankful to have Pam Herndon partnering with us so that we can make this campaign possible. So many thanks to her and her focus on home safety. We have, like I said, our coalition is made up of fire stations who help us with our fire safety education and with our child passenger safety education, all the local law enforcement agencies in Orange County and in Chatham County are partners, and we will have them absolutely coming on to talk. I know coming up are the fire marshal of Chatham County, Billy Judson's going to be at some point being interviewed and sharing fire safety tips for families. As summer's upon us, we're definitely going to have Blake Johnson, who's our partner with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They do all the safety on the lake of Jordan Lake. I'm sure a lot of people listening like to go to the lake during this time of year. And we've got other, you know, Goldfish Swim School, who is one of our partners. They are the experts at swim and pool safety. So I'm hoping to get them on here in the next couple months. And they've got lots of great information to share. Another important initiative that I hope we'll be able to talk about moving forward is safe storage of medicine and firearms, and also, you know, overdose and poison prevention through Operation Medicine Drop events, which we have coming up actually this month.
Yeah, good to know. We're speaking with Lindsay Bailey of Safe Kids of Orange County, Safe Kids of Chatham County, and once again, you're going to be hearing some of their safety tips all throughout Tuesdays here on 97.9 The Hill in a new series that we're doing. And Lindsay, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, but how can families in the community, beyond listening to the safety tips on Tuesdays, access safety information and guidance along the pieces, along the topics that you just mentioned and many others they'll be hearing about?
Absolutely. So any of our partners, you know, have great information on their website, but just to make it a little bit easier, since I don't have time to list off every single one of their websites, as a central hub, I'm going to recommend visiting the UNC Trauma Program's website, tarhilltrauma.org. And going to the injury prevention page, where you'll see several different topics where you can click on resources. There we have podcasts published, we have tip sheets, we have videos, short videos, longer video presentations that I've, you know, that we've created over the past year or so as things go more virtual. And also, if you're on Facebook, we have a Safe Kids Orange County NC page. Not to be mistaken with the Orange County, Florida, Orange County, Los Angeles page.
Happens all the time.
Oh, it does. And then Safe Kids Chatham. We also have, we try to post a daily tip Monday through Friday on there and then just give other updates. Next week, next Tuesday evening, if you go to the North Chatham Fire Department's Facebook page, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live all about child passenger safety. And then also safekids.org, which is our parent organization's website. Just safekids.org, really simple, is a very comprehensive, well-organized website where you can find safety information about any topic you could ever imagine.
All right. Well, it is a lot to go off of there. And once again, you're going to be hearing Lindsay and other folks from the Safe Kids of Orange County, Safe Kids of Chatham County community on Safety Tip Tuesdays right here on 97.9 The Hill. Lindsay, thanks so much for stopping by to share this details with us. We're looking forward to doing this series.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, and we're looking forward to partnering with you all.
This conversation has been presented by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties and Pam Herndon State Farm, who is also presenting our Safety Tip Tuesday series. They are providing important safety reminders from local family safety organizations, touching on everything from bike safety to secure medicine storage, as Lindsay just said, and you'll be able to hear them right here on 97.9 The Hill.